Welcome everybody to tonight's Mindset Monday call. I am especially excited because today I really wanted to share what was on my heart and something that I know Jay spoke about on a live last week, really spreading love and kindness in a world right now that's full of fear. So we're going to talk about some strategies. I'm going to give you guys specific scripts that you can walk away from this call tonight, putting into action. So I'm just really just looking forward to tonight's conversation because it's going to be incredible and very powerful. So let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in the world. So tough times don't last, but tough people do. And when times get tough, we all need to remember that you are as bold as a lion, and the world needs light. It needs love, and it also needs hope, because when there's darkness, light always lights up any room that's full of darkness. And right now, more than ever, our airways are filled with noise and with all of this fear that's instilling in everyone. So that's why it's really our duty, not only as network marketers, because of course we all love to help other people, right? That's always been our why. But now more than ever, we really need to serve our purpose, especially hear from God. And even in Ephesians 4:2, it says, whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. So just remember that as you guys might experience emotions such as anxiety or fear, because we really are here to spread love and kindness. And I'm going to show you guys some strategies today on how you can do that. So now what we're going to learn in this series called Get Connected is a few things. We're going to learn to establish and nurture meaningful relationships through love and kindness. Fill not only your mind, but your heart, soul, relationships, and your news feeds with love and kindness, and go from ordinary to extraordinary. So opening your heart, building and nurturing meaningful relationships, finding someone who needs you, and giving yourself a reason to wake up in the morning, including changing your mindset, are all things that's going to be key here as we do this whole shift together. And really, people ask themselves, you know, what is the key to success? It's the ability to create and nurture those meaningful relationships. And I'm not just talking about relationships with your family, but these are specifically relationships with friends. And we're going to talk about a really interesting study here in the next slide. But before we do, I want you guys to just put yourself in a hypothetical situation. It's 2 a.m. Your car just broke down on the side of the road, right? Now it's 2 a.m. Keep in mind, how many people in your phone right now can you call that would come and pick you up or help you out at 2 a.m.? Some people might say one, two. Now the average answer when this study was conducted was 2 to 3. Now I'm pretty proud to say I could probably call about 10 people, but that's because my entire life I've worked really hard to establish and maintain meaningful relationships, because I've always enjoyed spreading love and light and kindness. And I'm sure a lot of you do too. So just really think about that. And when you can call 100 people, even better, because that just shows that you've established those meaningful relationships with those people. Now, a study conducted from Harvard, now this is one of the longest lived studies, and even now today, it's still one of the most incredible studies when it comes to human behavior. So what they did was they studied two groups of men for 75 years, and they looked at their health conditions, they looked at their relationships, they looked at all these different factors. But the conclusion of the study really showed that good relationships keep you both happier and healthier, period. And also, this was another really interesting part of the study. If you have healthy relationships, your chances of survival increased by 50%. And that included getting cancer or other terminally ill diseases. So that's pretty powerful, you guys. So not only are the conversations we're going to have today help make you a better person, but they're also going to increase your healthiness and also help to build your business as well. So these are the other things we're going to talk about, really developing deep connections, changing your thinking, shifting that mindset. And of course, this is our Mindset Monday call, so what a better time to talk about it. Leading with love and kindness and being all in. Because I could sit here giving you guys scripts all day long, giving you objectives, teaching you stuff. But if you're not all in and fully committed to an outcome and a goal, then you're not going to achieve it. So just wake up every morning with that purpose and that passion and that fuel to know that you are here to spread love and kindness to everybody, especially during this time. But let's talk about some strategies now. Now, especially with social media, of course, we're all in social isolation. So now more than ever, social media is the way to stay connected, whether you're connecting on Zoom through video calls or like what we're doing right now, or going on Facebook, doing a live. social media is the platform that everybody's taking advantage of, because as humans, we crave that social interaction, right? So I'm going to show you three different skills and things you can do right now on your social media to really step up your game. So let's go into some more details on that. Okay. Now, all these scripts I'm going to show you tonight are going to be available in Gemini University right after the call. So you guys can go ahead and start using them on your own. But this is an example of if you are reaching out to cold to a prospect. So you could say something like, "Hey, Mary, I know this might sound crazy as we don't know each other, but I'm on a mission to fill social media with love and eliminate fear. So wanted to reach out and see if you and your family are safe and well in these troubling times." Now, mostly anybody that received this message would be like, "Wow, that was really nice." And that would strike up a conversation, right? So this is a great way to really start establishing a relationship. You know, you're not just jumping in and starting to ask them if they want to make some money from home, because you don't really know their situation. And even if they did just lose their jobs, right, they might not be as willing to open up and talk to you if you're seeming aggressive. So this is a really good way to just very gently start a conversation and a new connection with somebody. So definitely you're going to want to reach out with this. Here's another great one. This is a post example that you can do that's going to generate a lot of chatter, especially in the comments below. So you could post something like, "I am grateful for all of my network marketing friends providing love and light to others in need. What are you grateful for?" This way, you're leading with a great question. You could share something that you guys are really grateful for and then ask everybody below to post, and we'll all help you gain some chatter there as well. There's a great system too. So let's just say, and last week we looked at some Google trends and very specifically the top 15 states that the word work from home was trending right now the most in. So I will post, actually that one is posted as well, but we can look at those 15 states again. So let's just pick a state. We'll say Georgia, because I believe that was number one. So if you're looking in Georgia to expand your business, you might want to find some people that live in Georgia on social media. Maybe look for people who are work in the service industry or maybe worked for a hotel, because you already know that they're home right now. So you can find them on Facebook, you can add them to your friends list, and then once you do, you can message them with that script that I just showed you, asking them if how they were doing and letting them know that you were looking to spread kindness and love, right? So then see what they say. It's literally as simple as that. And that is exactly how you would strike up a conversation and just get some prospecting going, but leading with love and with kindness. At that point, you know, of course you want to ask their permission as well before you just start, "Great, your family's doing good. Okay, well, let me tell you about Gemini." That's not the way you want to approach it here. And next week on our Mindset Monday call, we're going to go more specifically into some do's and don'ts of prospecting on social media. But for today, all you want to just do, if they do say that they do respond to you, ask for their permission. "Would it be okay if I showed you a better way to make money from home?" If they say yes, then at that point, of course, you can go into your GoRecruit app and share some of the tools available or the videos available, or maybe get them on the phone with one of your upline, right, for the three-way call. Now, all of these, now you're lowering their guard. They're going to be more open to looking at your opportunity. So that's really crucial, is asking for the permission once they do answer. But this really fine ad message, and we'll nickname it FAM, this is going to be the best way to really get some cold market traction in specific places that you're looking to expand your business. So once again, I'm going to back up to this script, because if you want to screenshot this, again, it will be also available in Gemini University after the call, but I'm going to say it again so it really gets ingrained in your heads. "I know this might sound crazy as we don't know each other, but I'm on a mission to fill social media with love and eliminate fear. So wanted to reach out and see if you and your family are safe and well in these troubling times." Now, what's so great about this script is that it works so well, even for people that you know. So I'm going to have a little challenge for you on the next slides. So what we're going to do are a few things. Now, we're going to ease into this. So in the next week, I want you all to go live on Facebook with a very specific call to action. So I want you to come on live, just say, "I'm just so grateful for blank," talk a little bit about that. And then when you're done with your live, you always want to have a call to action at the end. So whether that be you're directing them to like and share your video, or possibly you're asking them to comment below. And in this case, you can say,
I'm so grateful for this amazing opportunity to be able to present Monday Mindset Calls to everybody on topics that I'm passionate about and helping people build their business. What are you grateful for? Let me know in the comments below. And then just watch those comments roll in. That's going to not only be a great way to up your viewage on social media for your videos, but you're also going to see who's craving some connection and interaction right now. And it's a great way for prospecting as well. And here's that post with gratitude script. So I want all of you guys to make this post in addition to your live this week. Pick a day, just do it. So if you want to open up first with the post, that's great, and lead into the live, however you want to do that. But I've been noticing quite a few of you going live on your pages, and I just have to shout out one of our new members, Admiray, on a live she just recently did. So please find her on Facebook. She's in our Gemini University group, and just take a look at the live she did. I just love the fact she had a Gemini sample in her hand. She talked a little bit about how to take it, what the benefits of Remedy are, and she told everybody you can get a sample of Remedy for only $20. And it was just a really nice way to ease it in because it had helped so much with her anxiety. So I'm going to be looking out for your lives this week, and we will do a little bit of an incentive next week we'll talk about for those lives. So leaders, I want love your help and participation with this as well. And if you notice on our corporate pages, Jay's been going live a lot more as well, which we're so proud of Jay for the live he did last week. It was on spreading gratitude and love as well. So it's just been the perfect whole full circle. I want to make this really a movement with not only network marketing, but specifically with Gemini, because it really is so powerful when we as a company lead with love and kindness instead of fear, right? Okay, now we're going to talk about a few other initiatives for the week. So obviously we all have a phone book in our iPhones or our Androids, right? With a lot of names, probably a lot of names we haven't talked to in a while. So I want you guys to go in your phones this week, and I want you to text and or message or email this message to everybody. I am spreading love and kindness today and wanted to reach out to see how you are doing during these troubling times. Okay, obviously, you know these people are in your phone book. Now, the cold prospect version of that, which we looked at before, is the same script we just talked about. But obviously, you don't want to tell somebody you know that this might sound crazy as we don't know each other, because then they might actually think you're crazy. So don't do that. But just it really is so touching. And I know if Eva and I know I received a phone call from our local church, and they were literally they weren't trying to sell us anything. They weren't. All they wanted to know was how we were doing. And I thought that was the nicest thing. That was like the best phone call of the day I had last week. So you could genuinely change someone's whole day by just asking them how they're doing without any intention, right? Because you're not just immediately going to start throwing Gemini down their throat. You want to really see, because at that point they might say, oh man, I just lost my job. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then you could say, would it be okay if I shared how I'm making money from home? Maybe it would be beneficial for you too, right? What a perfect way to start that conversation. So I want you guys, now we're going to get to some numbers, okay? Now this is a 14-day challenge we're going to do, because this is going to be more than a one-part series, and you'll have some time at the end of this call to get started as well. So over the next 14 days, originally I was going to make it 7, but over the next 14 days, so you guys have 2 weeks, we have 3 different levels of how intense you want to get with this. So if you're just looking to do this part-time, we're going to call that Star Seekers. So I want you guys to start 70 conversations with people that you know in your phone book, which I'm sure you guys have a lot of names right there. Also, you can do some cold prospecting on social media as well with the script we just looked at. So that's only 5 a day, you guys. That is so easy to do. That's like, I hope everybody's shooting for like the rising star level, but 5 a day conversations, go in there, use the scripts that we just provided, and then make it happen, you guys. Now, you're going to, if you're not regaining relationships with people, maybe there's an aunt or an uncle you haven't talked to in years because of, I mean, none of that matters right now. What matters is being here right now and fulfilling that duty of spreading love and spreading kindness. So Star Seeker is 5 per day. Now let's talk about, if you want to step it up a little bit more, maybe the intermediate level for a rising star, that's going to be 140 conversations. So 10 per day, totally doable. And if you guys really want to shoot high, we can go for the galaxy, which is 350 conversations over the next 14 days. So that's 25 a day. And again, these scripts will be posted in Gemini University after the call as well. So just remember, really, guys, all of this is going to require some mental shifting, some praying, you know, really digging deep and forgetting about all that fear that you have and just leading with love and leading with kindness, because the biggest room in the world is the room for growth. So go get connected today through love and kindness, you guys. And then next week, we are going to talk about getting connected part two, where we'll take a deeper dive into those do's and don'ts of posting on social media, how to lead, and also some more psychology behind happiness and relationship building. And Crystal Petz is going to be on that call as well. And just remember, you guys, be the change and be Gemini. Let me stop my screen share.
I hope you guys, I'm so excited. I'm going to start doing this with you, but I wanted to get back on video because look what I got in the mail. Look what I got over the weekend. I am so pumped. These are like the best combination I've ever had. So I don't know if you guys haven't gotten yours, if you haven't ordered it yet, our new Vita Awaken Vita Z is just incredible. But Jay, I wanted to leave you a few minutes if you had anything to share and leave you guys some time to start prospecting as well.
You know what, Samantha, great training on that. Y'all, think about those numbers. When I first heard the numbers, actually they were higher. And I was thinking, how are they going to do that? Well, it's for a week. Actually, on this, she's got it for 14 days. But if you actually do that, think of this. How many people are you going to reach? The other thing is, if your team does that, what is your team? How many people is your team going to reach? How much bigger is your organization going to grow? And how many lives are you going to change? What's crazy is getting the product in people, you know, they're going to feel the product. They are that good. I can tell you, today I rode my bike again. I'm riding my bike every day and I still had a lot of energy after. So I worked out with my son and then I ran with him. So, I can tell you that Vita Awaken is amazing. Definitely take advantage of that. But Samantha, great, great job on this call. Y'all, I want to put that challenge out as well. Not only you do it, but you know what? Get your downline, work with them and say, hey, try and hold each other accountable. Downline, talk to your upline. Say, hey, you know what? I'll do this with me. So help your upline, help your downline, work it together. I'm telling you, if everybody actually does this, you'll see your organization grow like you've never even imagined. And especially in these times, these are tough times. You know, I just talked to a girl earlier and she was telling me how their hospital is laying off doctors. Well, everybody's talking about the hospitals are all full. They're not. The hospitals are not all full. There are a lot of people being tested, but the hospitals aren't full. The shootings are down. So many different things are down. So the hospitals aren't full. People are getting laid off. And you know what? People are starting to get scared. They are afraid and they've got reason to be. Right now, this is a light. People want to help with their immune system. Product kind of does that, kind of helps with that. Not making medical claims, but it does. You know, you want to feel better? We can help with that. You're looking to make money, we can help people with that. So all the people that are going to lose their jobs are looking for plan B, take advantage of it. But you know what? Also, when you find somebody that is interested with this, have somebody that's going to work with you. Have a buddy that says, hey, you know what? I want to do a three-way call with you. I want to bring you on. Say, you know, it doesn't even have to be, you know, this is my huge upline leader. You know what? It could be somebody that's just a friend of yours that's working the business with you. Hey, it's third party validation. So it's not just you telling them, because I can tell you in your own house, you're not the king. You might think you are, but think about this. Just my story, my father, I told him, you know, he was taking a product, one of my products, and he wasn't taking it right. And I kept telling him and he didn't listen. And he heard one of the calls. And he called me and said, Jay, you need to do this. And I'm like, I've been telling you that. Well, he didn't hear me. He heard it on a call. So I own the company. You would think he would listen to me, but no, he's seen me do too many stupid things. So he's like, no, that's my idiot son that used to do gainers off the roof of the house into the grass. No, he's not smart enough to listen to. I do own the company, but I'm not smart enough for him to listen to. But he hears somebody else, he's like, got to do it. So you know what? Get somebody else to help you. Third-party validation. Get somebody else on the call and say, hey, you know what? Let me talk to Samantha. Samantha, tell them your story. And I'm telling you, if somebody tries the product, they're going to feel it. Get somebody together. You know, think about a movie. And I'll end with this. But think about a movie. If somebody tells you, hey, man, well, think of Netflix. If somebody says, hey, you ought to check it. This Netflix series, it was really good. You're like, chances are when you go back on to do your Netflix series because nobody's going to work, you might pick that one. If another person also tells you, oh, man, I saw that Netflix series. That is awesome. Guess what? Chances are you the next Netflix series you're going to be on is that one. If a third person, guess what? You're going to probably start watching it tonight. So that'll give you a perspective. So let somebody else help you. It's not just you. Let another person help you as well. If you need me, you know, nobody can ever say I don't answer my phone. And people ask, they're like, Jay, why do you always answer your phone? I'm like, because it rang. Here's the big thing. If I can answer my phone, answer the phone for your people, because that one call could change their entire organization, their entire financial health for the rest of their lives. So you know what? Yo, put the time and effort in now, build your organization now, change lives now. I hope everybody had a very, very happy Easter. We are completely blessed. Happy Easter to everyone. Jesus died for our sins and rose yesterday. So best thing ever. Our sins are forgiven as long as you believe in him. And, I just want everybody to stay safe. The world is clean enough. Things are going to be good. Love y'all. Good night and God bless.
Amen to all that. I have the chills, but thank you guys. Please take this seriously, because this isn't just a challenge from Gemini. That you genuinely will, I'm not even saying might, you will change someone's lives by reaching out and just spreading love and kindness. Mm-hmm. So with that said, please get started on that. I look forward to chatting with you guys next time, and have a great rest of your Monday night. Be Gemini and be the change, you guys. Take care.